We now move on from geographical to informational, and I have to apologize because it says here that the next piece was written by David Potten, an advisor with Norfolk Citizens Advice. The article offers some tips to help those in debt. In these difficult times, more people are registering debt problems, and sometimes they ring us to ask if they really have to pay when they're told they're in debt. Here is Neil Haverson with some case studies.
Do I have to pay this debt? This is a familiar question for Citizens Advice advisors, and the answers vary. Here are a few recent examples I have handled. Question. I sold a car in March 2020, and now I'm getting parking fines for the car for April and May. Can I ignore them? Answer. Never ignore parking fine. In this case, the problem is probably with the DVLA, the Government Vehicle Licensing Authority. As a result of coronavirus, they got far behind in processing documents, and as a result, many changes of car ownership were not registered on their website for a long period. You should reply to the parking company with evidence that you sold the car and details of the new owner, who presumably incurred the fines. Question. I have just received a letter from a debt collection company about a debt I incurred 8 years ago when I purchased a computer. I moved house twice and have not heard about this debt since 2012. The company have offered me a 50% discount if I pay immediately. Must I pay? Answer. No, you can probably safely ignore this. Many debts that are more than 6 years old have not been the subject of any payment or communication for more than 6 years are known as statute-barred debts. The creditor cannot go to court to recover these. The debt collection company is probably, excuse the technical term, trying it on. They are offering you a discount because they know they have no legal way of recovering the debt. But beware, some debts can be recovered even if they are statute-barred. This applies, for example, to overpayments of benefits or tax credits, social fund loads, and to unpaid income tax, national insurance or VAT. Question. I have recently discovered that my ex-partner never paid the council tax on a property we shared. Am I liable for his share of the council tax? I have lots of other debts, and this is the last straw. Answer. Sadly, it is quite possible that the council can ask you to pay. If both your names are on the tenancy agreement, you are probably jointly and severably liable. In other words, the council can ask either of you to pay the whole bill. However, as you have other debts as well, it sounds as if you need debt advice, and we or others can help you address all your debts together. Question. My father has died and has left nothing but debts. Do I have to pay these? If someone dies and really has no assets, then if the debts were in the name, the debts cannot be repaid. You cannot inherit debts. If you need more information about debts, you can contact Citizens Advice for assistance. You can also get excellent free help from the National Debt Line. You can contact them on www.nationaldebtline.org. You can contact Citizens Advice in Norfolk about debt or any other issues on 0800 144 8848 or on www.ncab.org.uk. There is more information on the Citizens Advice website, www.citizensadvice.org.uk.
Thank you, Neil. The Citizens Advice lines are usually open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m, Mondays to Fridays. But I'm sorry, but they're sometimes very busy, and you may have to wait for a call to be answered. Fortunately, the new phone number is free to callers on landlines and mobile phones. We will, of course, repeat the contacts on the last track of this recording.